Journey, and After the Fall. Before that, Dwight Twilley and Girls. It's 8 minutes before seven. This is the Grease Man, Perkin, Perkin, wadda-da-da-da, boom, 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 Perkin, Perkin. Kind of excited about the weekend. Yeah, with temperatures warming up, I know what I'm going to be doing this weekend. I'm going to be standing on Tiqua decks with my wingtips vibrating over twin 671 turbo-injected TIs, listening to the sounds of the good ship Grease. Bloody, 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 the sound that not only makes the whole Persian Gulf stand up and cheer. I mean, I use so much gasoline in that boat, I get a Christmas card every year from the Ayatollah Asahola. I mean, I get some gas! 57 feet of sleek fiberglass cutting through the water. You should have seen me out there the other day. Had a sweet thing on board, sorely exhausted from a session of hobble, lying in the master stateroom. I felt like doing some skiing, but I didn't want to wake her up to drive. So I figured I'd do some single man skiing. That's the great thing about single man skiing. Since you would never actually get in the water, it doesn't matter. The water could be 20 degrees. You'd still enjoy it. Sliding across the ice. So I put my skis on. I hooked up the rope. Set the throttles for 30 miles an hour. And I eased off that swim platform. And hand over handed myself all the way down the ski rope. Until there I was. Single man skiing. That sweet thing. Sleeping in the cabin. Not knowing that no one's driving the boat. If I were to fall or somehow lose my balance, the ship would eventually crash up against the bridge apartment at the Wilson Bridge. Maybe causing one of the struts to fall down. Cars crashing on top of the boat. My $250,000 investment ruined. Legal suits. Shame, scandal, shock, deaths, injuries, lives changed. All because I wanted to do a little single man skiing. I mean, the sensation was intoxicating. Well, there I was, busily trying to light a camel. In that slipstream, it was pretty difficult. When a seagull came along and landed on my head. It just sat there, its talons digging into my scalp. Before you know it, its mate came along. And I had two of them standing on my head. Well, I got a beer in one hand, a ski rope in the other. I'm trying to light a camel. So I start shaking my head back and forth, trying to dislodge the seagulls. Finally, another one lands on my shoulder. I feel like, hey, what am I, a statue or something? So I start hand over handing myself back to the good ship Grease, trying not to lose my balance. Finally, I made it back to the swim platform, swung myself over onto the transom, ran over to the throttles and eased them back just as we were getting dangerously close to the bridge. Just then, I guess the change in pitch of the engines woke that thing up. And she came up on board, and she saw me standing there by the engines, kind of walked over and started rubbing her hands vigorously into my scalp. Oh, it felt good. Oh, you know, hot fingers into the scalp, up and down, around my ears, the back of my head. Oh, it felt nice. I said, that was wonderful, baby. What'd you do that for? She said, well, you had Brill cream all over your head. I wanted to rub it in for you.
The great one in the cars, you might.